breaking, Gilead Sciences to acquire Arcelix, a staggering $7.8 billion CAR-T cell therapy deal. Today, February 23, 2026, Gilead Sciences announced a definitive agreement to acquire Arcelix in a transaction valued at approximately $7.8 billion, providing Gilead with full ownership of anito-captagene autoleucel, anito-cel, an investigational BCMA-directed CAR-T therapy for patients with relapsed or refractory multiple myeloma. Arcelix is a clinical-stage biotech company headquartered in Rockville, Maryland, founded in 2014. A power trio, Gilead, Kite Pharma, and Arcelix. The transaction represents a continuation of Gilead's multi-year strategic expansion into cellular immunotherapy. Following a series of deliberate investments aimed at establishing long-term leadership in CAR-T and next-generation oncology platforms. The agreement builds upon a collaboration first established in 2022 between Arcelix and Kite Pharma, Gilead's cell therapy subsidiary, which has jointly advanced development and commercialization efforts for anito-cel. CAR-T, chimeric antigen receptor T-cell therapy, represents one of the most significant advances in modern cancer treatment. The approach involves collecting a patient's own T-cells, genetically engineering them to recognize specific cancer antigens, and reinfusing them to selectively target malignant cells. In the case of anito-cel, the therapy targets BCMA, a protein widely expressed on multiple myeloma cells. Clinical studies to date have demonstrated deep and durable responses alongside a predictable and manageable safety profile, addressing historical challenges associated with earlier CAR-T therapies, such as toxicity risk and limited cellular persistence. The therapy's biologics license application has been accepted for review by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, with a Prescription Drug User Fee Act, PDUFA, target action date of December 23, 2026. If approved, anito-cel could expand treatment options for patients whose disease has progressed after multiple prior lines of therapy, a population that frequently faces diminishing response rates and limited remaining therapeutic alternatives. Gilead's position in cell therapy traces back to its 2017 acquisition of Kite Pharma for a staggering $11.9 billion, representing one of the earliest large-scale pharma commitments to commercial CAR-T therapy. That acquisition brought the therapy Yescarta into Gilead's oncology portfolio, helping transition CAR-T treatment from experimental promise into global clinical reality and positioning Gilead as a major player in the CAR-T field. Expansion of Gilead's CAR-T leadership. Yescarta was among the first CAR-T therapies ever approved and remains one of the most widely deployed cellular immunotherapies worldwide. Regulatory approvals include United States, approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration in October 2017 for certain aggressive large B-cell lymphomas. European Union, approved by the European Commission in August 2018 following European Medicines Agency review. China, approved by the National Medical Products Administration in June 2021 through the Fosun-Kite joint venture. Japan, approved by the Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare in December 2022. These approvals helped establish the clinical, manufacturing, and reimbursement infrastructure necessary for global CAR-T adoption. Yescarta has since treated thousands of patients across multiple continents and played a central role in validating personalized cellular therapy as a scalable treatment option for hematologic cancers. Gilead's continued investment through Kite has also contributed to advances in manufacturing reliability, treatment center expansion, and delivery logistics, which have historically been some of the largest barriers to widespread CAR-T deployment. Gilead Sciences and its cell therapy subsidiary Kite Pharma also acquired Cell Design Labs in December 2017 for approximately $567 million. Cell Design Labs' CAR-T technology centered on CAR-T constructs engineered with built-in regulatory safety switch domains and signal modulating elements designed to improve control over T-cell activity and enhance precision. Meaning, Gilead has historically been a major buyer, consolidator, of earlier stage CAR-T technology companies. Gilead's strategic acquisition of Arcelix. By acquiring Arcelix outright, Gilead consolidates operational control of another highly promising CAR-T cell therapy, anito-cel, while eliminating prior profit sharing and royalty structures. This puts Gilead on a streamlined path toward development and commercialization, assuming clinical data supports this path. Beyond this lead therapy, The transaction also adds Arsilk's proprietary D-domain CAR technology platform, engineered to improve target specificity and binding affinity relative to traditional antibody-derived binding domains. These capabilities may support future generations of CAR-T therapies, bispecific immunotherapies, and emerging in vivo cell therapy approaches, where immune cells could potentially be engineered directly within the patient, rather than through external manufacturing processes. A push toward in vivo CAR-T. In vivo CAR-T cell therapies are a big deal right now, both for Gilead and across the broader biotech and pharma landscape. For example, in August 2025, Kite Pharma, a Gilead subsidiary best known for its leadership in ex vivo CAR-T therapy, acquired Interius Biotherapeutics for $350 million. Interius had developed a viral vector-free system for delivering CAR constructs directly into T cells within the body. The acquisition allowed Kite to diversify beyond its traditional manufacturing-intensive CAR-T process, reducing production time and cost. For Gilead, the move represented an effort to remain competitive as newer in vivo modalities could potentially outpace legacy CAR-T products. This activity reflects a broader industry-wide trend that major pharma companies are rapidly acquiring in vivo cell engineering platforms. It appears that direct immune cell programming seems to have moved from a speculative science to a realistic strategic priority. Specifically, AstraZeneca, AbbVie, Gilead's Kite Pharma, and Bristol Myers Squibb have all made significant acquisitions to accelerate capabilities in vivo CAR-T and RNA-based delivery technologies. These deals underscore a growing interest in therapies that can generate CAR-T cells within the patient. The future of CAR-T cell therapies in 2026. Today's acquisition strengthens Gilead's oncology pipeline while reinforcing a strategic direction that is increasingly centered on advanced cellular therapies that are capable of delivering long-lasting and potentially transformative outcomes for patients with hard-to-treat cancers. The transaction is expected to close in the second quarter of 2026, subject to customary regulatory approvals and shareholder tender conditions. What strategic moves do you think Gilead will make next? Let us know in comments below. To learn more about the rapidly evolving CAR-T industry, view the global CAR-T cell therapy market, market size, forecasts, trials and trends. Global CAR-T cell therapy market, market size, forecasts, trials and trends.